Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Kelly. Can I get the email address associated with your Craftsy account?
Yes. H period Clemcy, L-E-M, the number 1 at Verizon.net.
All right. Give me just a moment.
You're right, Mavish. Your mouse all right?
I'm having a hard time locating your account. Give me just 1 second while I try another location. Can you go over that again with me one more time?
H period Clem, C-L-E-M, the number 1 at Verizon.net.
Let me try that. Okay, I was able to locate your account. Just 1 moment. And can I get you to verify your first and last name and mailing address, please?
Okay, it's either listed under Harold or Clem, either one of the two. And the last name is Clemens, C-L-E-M-E-N-S. It's 500 Maple Avenue, Wilmington, Delaware, 19809.
Thank you, sir. And I do see that you're a premium annual member. How can I help you today?
Okay. Before the new Crafty came on, I had gotten somewhere between 40 and 50 different classes. And in those classes, you could locate the class material and also ask questions with no trouble at all. And then when Blue, whatever it was, took over, it sort of messed it up. And then when it went back to Crafty's, to get into the classes and everything else, that part was no trouble at all. But now, where to find class material and also ask questions of the instructor, I haven't been able to find it.
Okay, so
where would you find the class material and also a place to ask questions?
Right. So on your account, I'm showing that you're a premium annual member, and I do show that you have 55 previously purchased classes as well as some patterns. So if you clicked on any of the courses, whether it's the ones that are part of your previously purchased or ones that are part of the regular content, underneath the video there'll be some PDF files that have like either the recipes or the how-to guide or the materials that are used, depending on what you're looking at. So it'd be underneath the video. There's a bonus materials section.
Well, I'm on one right now.
Okay, which one are you on?
Oh, I threw you a curve. I don't know what the heck you would do. How about Pot of Shoe?
Is it one of the previously purchased classes?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Okay, I see the Pot of Shoe. So underneath the video, there's a blue bar that says bonus materials, class discussion, frequently asked questions.
That's where that one is. Okay, let me go back to the other one. Okay, I see them now. Is there any way possible? Like I say, I've got about probably anywhere between 30 and 50 classes that I purchased when I first got Crafty's, and that's been probably, I'll say maybe 4 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
And is there any way, I had written them down, but I can't find the paperwork for them. Is there any way that I can find out what all the classes that I have that I've paid for?
So we don't have, we transferred all the classes that you had had when you had Blueprint, and I'm showing that you actually have 55 classes that you previously paid for, and all of those ones are on your, under your content. If you go to the little spot that says your name in the top right-hand corner, there'll be an option that says My Content, and it'll show your, if you click on that, it'll show 55 classes, and then you have 6 patterns. And those are the ones that were transferred from your Blueprint account, which was previously the original Craftsy. And we've loaded those onto your account for you.
Yeah, that I know. It says content and it has classes. Okay. Is there any way to get a printout on them, or do I just how do I go about finding out all the classes that I have?
So that would be all the ones that you have, and you'd be able to push the Show More Options button down at the bottom to continue to see the rest of them when you keep scrolling. There's not a printout of the class names, but these are the previously purchased ones that you had on your account.
Okay. Are they going to be coming out with any on embroidery?
We do have several embroidery classes. If you go up to the browse option, and then we do have the fabric crafts, and then if you select embroidery under the fabric crafts, it will bring up all of the fabric crafts and embroidery that is included with your premium subscription.
Okay.
And there's some that are hand embroidery or machine embroidery. There's several.
I'm running machine embroidery.
Okay. So they do have several of the machine embroidery options on here. So.
Okay. In the cooking, they had one on here at one time that had Bill Briois onto it. I think it was cooking, how to cook vegetables or something like that. Is that still available? I know it was something like about 59 or 69 dollars, something like that, when Crafty was on there before.
Yeah, so we do have a Bill Briois class called Everyday Gourmet Cooking with Vegetables, and it's if you go to the browse and then cooking button underneath the food category, I just searched Bill in the small search bar on the left-hand side, and it's going to be Everyday Gourmet Cooking with Vegetables with Bill Briois, but that will bring up several of his cooking classes. With your membership, these all except for the very last one are included with your membership. You're able to watch them by pushing the play button in the video.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I wanted to find out, where the information was, where to get class material, and also ask questions if I have any.
If you have any questions, you can email them into customer service, and we'll send them over to our experts to respond to.
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether the ones that are on here now where it says, let me get one. Come on. It has class discussions. Let's see what they... I'm just looking under one of them, and it basically does not have... asking questions. They just have, it's a good thing and things like that, a good class or something. Enjoy the class, questions, wondering if you have any frozen chicken wings.
Okay. Go ahead.
That basically is not a question, because it wasn't answered basically by the instructor. Like when I was on Crafties before, I could ask questions and why the session was on at the time they were answering questions that the person put in at the same time as they were doing the instructions and all like that. They may have been telling the person that was doing the typing and all like that what the answer to the question would have been.
Right. We do have some live videos that we post once in a while, like around Thanksgiving. We did one about pies and pie crusts. And those ones, there would be a live feed where you could comment back and forth or ask questions. But definitely the best resource would be to email into customer service, and we'd forward any questions you have about a particular course over to our experts, and then they'd get back to you instead of using the class discussion.
And where would you put that at?
At the bottom of the website.
Okay, log in. Let's see. Log in is, yeah.
At the very bottom of the website, it has a contact us option. And what I would suggest is getting the title. It has a little form you can fill out. And I would put the title of the video that you're trying to watch in this, or you can send us an email with the email address under contact us and put the title of the video in there and then put what your question is, and we can forward that over to our experts.
Okay. All right, we'll try that then.
All right, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, and I thank you very much for your help. The young man that was on air before you, he had no idea what was going on.
Well, I do apologize for that, but I do want to, I am glad I was able to answer your questions, and I hope that, yeah, and anytime you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us and give us a call, and we'd be happy to get you taken care of.
Okay, we thank you very much. You have a good day and stay safe.
You as well.
And you ought to be glad you're not going to have ice storms like we are here. Where are you at?
Well, the customer service department is located in Minnesota. It's cold.
Oh, you know what? You know what the snow and all is, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to have ice storms for the next week.
Yeah, I can't believe it. All the, you know, like, seems like the whole country is going to be cold except for that tiny little corner in the bottom in the southeast.
Yeah, no, I'm in Delaware, about 25 miles south of Philadelphia. And what the weatherman says that since the temperatures are going to be below freezing, we're going to have sleet, ice, and no snow this time. Snow was last week, so we're going to have a good old time.
Well, it's the perfect time to try out some of those recipes on Craftsy and get to baking or cooking something in the oven to keep the house warm.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that. And then I play my steel guitar and have fun afterwards.
Yeah, make it a whole party.
Yep. All righty. We thank you, and you have a good day now.
You as well, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.